T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Jeff and Jen Show.
The competition is fierce this morning on The Jeff and Jen Show. Who has the very best matchmaking skills? Who can save our single girl Emily from total starvation?
Or celibacy.
One or the other. Her dating life has not been going very well.
I see what you did there.
So we have an idea for her called the Battle of the Bens.
Jen's got jokes.
Her dating life has been a disaster until today.
Oh, my God, Jen. Seriously?
Until today. This is going to get fierce.
You down?
I'm ready. I'm ready for you guys to throw down. This is finally a competition I'm not a part of, but I'm ready.
An unfair competition because I'm going to crush y'all.
Oh, my God. We have to do smilegrams first. Calm down, Kelly. JP's Ben is family.
And that's right. He's a stud.
That's blood.
And I've got the best Ben. And I'm the matchmaker of the group.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star.
94.1. It is time for us to start painting our picture of destiny. We tried with Emily at this time last week, but it didn't happen the way we wanted it to.
She is our single girl on the edge of dating starvation. She's going to shrivel up without our help.
Oh, God.
I'm just kidding. She really was about to give up dating forever. I mean, she was really having a hard time, and we tried to set her up for Cupid's Undie Run. This will be funny. We'll send her on her first date in her underwear. Well, the guy she matched with didn't really work out so well with Rumble, but we're going to try again because we are a show that doesn't give up.
We believe in love. And
we like to compete.
Yep. So JP says, we talked, I think, I don't know, Sunday. And I go, hey, what's up with, how'd it go with Emily yesterday? And he's like, she didn't really like the dude. And there wasn't a lot of energy there. He says, but you remember my cousin Ben? You met my cousin Ben? I'm going to try to hook her up with Ben. And then Kelly, a few minutes later in a separate conversation, goes, I got somebody who's perfect for Emily. His name is Ben. And I'm like, what? The Battle of the Bens? Are you kidding me? I'm going to get a Ben. So now there are 3 Bens in the running for Emily's heart.
But in the past, you have been the worst matchmaker.
That is not
ever.
True.
It absolutely is. And I'm right here living proof.
Kelly,
you don't give up. I commend you for that.
Kelly,
but you're terrible at this.
I'm not terrible. I tried to hook Kelly up. The only one that I can remember going poorly is Kelly, and it's because she's not compatible.
No, it's because you set me up with your weird friend.
I did not.
Yeah, you did.
Fine.
Oh,
he's a
that
fine
guy.
Friend.
Yeah, your weird friend Chris.
Yeah, your weird friend Chris.
Okay.
Remember, we even talked about it. You told everybody that you were going to be a great matchmaker, and I was in hell for like 3 hours.
Yeah, well, he was in hell times infinity.
This is all cute and all, but I got the real Ben.
All right, so
that's
here,
nice.
I texted with Emily yesterday and told her this is all going down, and she's got a job and stuff.
You've been bending over backwards for this one. The Ben puns just keep giving. I'm telling you, they're so good. So good.
How long is this going to go on for?
As long as you've been thinking about it.
So who would like to go first and sell their Ben?
Go ahead, JP.
Yeah.
Sell your Ben. Jen, you'll be asking any questions that Emily would ask. JP, we'll put like 90 seconds on the clock. You sell your Ben, you ask the questions, and then Kelly can sell her Ben, and then my Ben, I've got the best Ben. I'm going to call him Big Ben.
Okay, I think so. For right now, let's have JP sell his Ben, and then we'll come back for Kelly's Ben.
Perfect, okay.
So JP, how's your Ben?
Ben is a stud. He's got a sweet beard. He's athletic. He likes to go bicycling. I have the advantage of meeting Emily and knowing what she likes.
Oh.
Emily's into sports. oh my gosh, so is my Ben, Cousin Ben. I'm just going to call him Cuz Ben.
Cuz Ben.
Because he's
okay.
My cousin. He plays guitar. He's great at acoustic guitar. Emily likes country music. Oh my gosh, Ben likes country music too, the old country and the new country. Maybe he can play her song.
Mm-hmm.
I know that, what else? What else do you want to know about
him? How long has he been your cousin?
He's been my cousin for about 8 years.
Okay, and see, so he married into your family. He's not real family.
Hang on there. Because What do we preach on the Jeff and Jen Show? Framley. We choose our friends and family.
That's right.
So we make our own family.
And I do think that you have said before, Cousin Ben is more of a quiet guy.
He is. He's a little bit more laid back, but that doesn't mean that he's boring.
And Emily is, I would say, an extrovert.
Yes.
And opposites attract.
Definitely.
So it could be. Your matchmaking skills could be really good.
And I know that he has a Netflix account that works. And Emily likes sitting on the couch and watching Netflix. And she's into going to live sporting events. Both Ben and Emily are from the Midwest.
Man.
And she wants somebody that's a little bit more mature around that 34, 35 age. Guess what Ben is? Right in that wheelhouse, baby.
JP with a sleeper win maybe here.
Ooh,
I was not expecting this.
All of these assets of Cousin Ben are going to be really beneficial.
Yeah, I'm coming out the gate swinging, baby.
You've got to be out of the Ben jokes.
I think you're going to be just friends with Ben Fitz.
Oh, my God.
When you hear about my Ben.
So good.
This is the Jeff and Jen Show, Star 94.1.
It is the Battle of the Bens. It is our matchmaking competition. We met single girl Emily last week on the Jeff and Jen Show. We tried to match her up with Rumble, and it failed miserably. So we feel bad. We don't want her to be starved of a dating life in the ATL. So we are on a mission to match her up. JP offered his cousin, Ben.
That's right.
Just moved to town as well. Pitched him, thinks he's going to be a great match. Then Kelly Chi says, well, I got a Ben. And Jeff thinks that he has the best Ben. And he has been, in the past, the worst matchmaker on the planet. But Jeff's Ben, he thinks is going to be the best one.
There was one... Okay.
Really bad fail.
Because it was you and your...
No, it wasn't because of me. It was because of you and your weird friend, Chris.
You're a challenge to matchmake.
Well, maybe he will do a little bit better with the Ben. We'll see if Jeff's Ben is the best Ben. But first, right now, Kelly Cheese, you got to pitch your Ben for Emily.
How long have you been writing these jokes?
Now you're getting in on it. Now you like it. Let's find out our next friend with Ben.
Yes.
All right, Kelly. What's happening?
I will call this one my best friend, Ben, because I've known Ben for about 8 years now. Ben is a former Air Force guy, so he's got a great bod. Hey, what's up? He went to UGA. He's got a great job. He's got eyes that are so blue, you'd think you're looking into an ocean of love. You skipped right over that UGA thing. Isn't she a big sports fan?
Oh, I'm getting to it, girl. I'm getting to it.
Okay.
He loves Netflix as well. He is a huge Game of Thrones fan, even read the books, and everybody knows those books are like 700 pages long, so that's crazy. But he goes to all the sporty things. Huge UGA fan. Huge UGA fan. Loves Atlanta United.
I'm sorry, but only in Kelly's world is reading a book really impressive.
The fact that you can just read in general is cool with me.
He reads books.
No, Game of Thrones books.
Like with pages of paper.
Game of Thrones books. Everybody knows. Nobody actually reads those books.
You're right, Kelly. The reason it didn't work out was because of me, not because of you. That's why the matchmaking.
Your weird friend Chris can't even read, so it's whatever. So, no, but he's a huge UGA fan. Like, he flies to go see the games and all this different stuff, too. He goes to all the Atlanta United matches. So they definitely have a bond there. He loves to go out, and he has an awesome, awesome group of friends, which... I can vouch for because I'm in that group of friends. So his birthday is also technically yesterday and today because he was born on February 29th. So he's one of those weird kids. He's actually 7 and a half.
Ooh, he has a birthday. Big deal.
Leap year birthday. Okay.
All right. Question for you because you said he is a member of your friend group.
Yeah.
When is the last time you and him hooked up?
I've never hooked up with Kelly. Never hooked up with my best friend, Ben.
Kelly, you roll through your friend group the way I roll through a box of Dunkin' Donuts.
No, I don't.
She's fishing off the company.
But that's my best friend, Ben, and I think he's going to win. He's also got a beautiful smile and a great voice.
Think about this. We're going to line these all up right back to back, right? Like a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Ben?
Yep.
So Emily's going to get to have 3 dates in 3 days, and she only has to remember one name.
Correct, Ben.
That makes her the real benefactor here.
You're crushing it.
Okay. I'm going to need 1 second on my Ben.
The Jeff and Jen Show, Star 94.1.
Oh my God, it's so good. This Battle of the Bens. It's our matchmaking competition to hook up our single gal, Emily. There's so many Bens, I'm getting dizzy. I'm like getting the Bens.
I got a case of the Bens.
These Ben jokes should have been over like 30 minutes ago. Okay.
All right, so JP at first pitched his Ben.
That's right. He's a sweet beard having, sports watching, athletic bicycling teacher at Emory University that plays the guitar.
And Kelly Chi said, oh, I can one up that Ben.
I got the Mercedes Benz of all Ben.
Oh!
Former Air Force guy, UJ grad, eyes so blue you get lost in them.
And now, Jeff, it's your turn.
The ultimate Ben. We will call him Big Ben.
Big Ben.
His name is Ben. He is 35. He's single. He lives in Midtown. He enjoys the finer things in life, like Steamhouse Lounge. He likes dogs. He has a job, and he owns several pairs of pants.
Are you reading this straight from Bumble?
Where'd you find your Ben? Is this a friend? You scroll through your phone and just look through the alphabet for B?
No, it's one of my newer friends.
Where'd y'all meet?
What?
How do you know this person?
Because you have said you're going to win this matchmaking competition, even though you're the worst matchmaker on the planet.
I put an ad on Craigslist.
I'm sorry, you mumbled that.
What'd you say?
There's a little marbles in your mouth. Could you speak up a bit? Right into the microphone. This is what we do. Radio, right in the microphone.
I had to put an ad on Craigslist.
You put an ad on what?
Craigslist.
Craigslist. For a Ben.
Yeah. In the relationship section.
That's the creepiest section on Craigslist. That is so creepy.
What do you want me to put it in? Boats for sale?
Did anybody answer your ad? Do you have one or you just have it hanging out there?
No, I got a lot of answers.
What does your ad say?
Some of them I can't unsee.
Oh, no.
Oh, all right. I've got the ad. Here we go. You want me to read this?
Sure. He was supposed to be on the phone with us, and he overslept.
He what?
He overslept. Your new friend overslept. Okay, this is what Jeff posted on Craigslist. If your name is Ben, this post might be your destiny. There is a woman named Emily looking for love. She has almost given up on dating because she gets first date after first date, but never a second date. Haven't known her for long, but I know she is smart, funny, attractive, in great shape, and loves dogs. Her perfect man is between 30 and 40 and also loves dogs and is named Ben. Jeff inserted that part. Is that you? If so, I'd love for you to take sweet Emily out this weekend and sweep her off her feet. I'll gladly pay.
No, don't read that line.
Nope, say it.
I'll gladly pay for the first date and the second.
Jeff!
If you, Ben, are her last hope, please respond ASAP. And if you are not named Ben.
No, don't read that part either.
No,
here's the disclaimer at the bottom. Are you ready? I'll read it really fast, like a disclaimer.
Okay.
And if you're not named Ben, but know somebody named Ben, please pass along to them. Thank you.
Wow.
You're so desperate to win this competition. You went to Craigslist?
I had a good Ben, and he overslept.
A good Ben from Craigslist or a good Ben and then you had to do Craigslist?
I don't have any Bens.
Seriously?
Seriously.
You don't know not one Ben?
I know some Bens, but they're all in different states or in relationships. So this one wrote back and he seemed nice. Hello, Emily. I am the Ben of your dreams. 35, I'm single. I live in Midtown. I enjoy the finer things in life, like the Steamhouse Lounge. I like dogs. I have a job. I own several pairs of pants. Let's do this. Worst case scenario, your buddy pays for two of our dates.
Is this a, this is like a real Ben?
I guess
so. You didn't write back to yourself as Ben, did you?
I'm not responding to an ad on Craigslist. That's creepy.
Ben. 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 Ben.
Look. When you meet people, you don't know anything about them.
Can we at least do a background check before you send him on a date with Emily?
They can go somewhere fairly public.
We need to know he's Ben vetted.
Oh, my God.
All right, Emily, we'll line him up Friday, Saturday, Sunday. She's only going to remember one name, and his name is Ben. We'll see who wins the Battle of the Bens.
Ben, 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 Ben. Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.